We are in the Informatics Forum, Edinburgh University in Edinburgh, doing Hack Scotland, Culture Hack Scotland. And it's a very, very exciting day, really calm in the room at the moment. We've got like three rows of hackers in front of us, and I'm here with Ben Bird and Rohan Gunatilaka. And I'm just going to ask Rohan, first of all, how's it going?
It's going really well, despite the fact I only had 2 hours sleep. I'm just really blown away by two things. One is the number of people interested, and we've put out this idea of Culture Hack Scotland, we were a bit unsure of how many people would come, but it's been amazing, the number of people, and most importantly, the talent of the people here, and which has resulted in them working on just some amazing, really diverse things.
Any examples to mention at the moment?
Oh, yeah, everything from someone doing, sort of people who specialize in Java games or Flash games, creating an audio visualization of the number of people that visit Edinburgh during the year. That's amazing. All the way down to people doing a creative project, some sort of interactive storytelling project, and also someone creating the ultimate listings review site for the Fringe.
Awesome. Very interesting. So, Ben, what's kind of stood out for the weekend of hacking for you?
Well, I think it's hard to say what stood out, because it's kind of, it's not over yet, but it's just, there are so many good things going on. And, you know, everything from I really enjoyed the fake Fringe website, where people have to figure out which Fringe listings are fake or not real. There's annotated maps going on. There's people working out, if you're going from event A to event B, what can you do in between? There's, there's the audiovisual experiments that Rohan mentioned. It's really all go. All kinds of things that, frankly, I wouldn't have considered doing. So it's really cool to get the whole Edinburgh scene together, with all of their creativity and their ability, I have to say, to work without sleep. I've had 3 hours more sleep than Rohan, and I'm not doing well, so I'm very impressed with them all.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm a bit the same. I think I had the luxury of about 4 hours sleep, and I'm a bit confuddled. But the atmosphere is lovely, like a really great group of people, and we're looking forward to the show and tells later today.